I want now to speak to a senior fire officer, Alan Walmsley, who's an assistant chief fire officer with the fire and search and rescue team here in this part of the world. Alan, good morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Got you on the line, Alan. Alan, I've sort of painted the picture for those who may have arrived in Northern Ireland who aren't fully aware of what we're talking about. The pastor makes a very good point. As we speak, the housing executive are boarding up houses. Should that fire be lit tonight?
Well, Frank, that's a wider conversation for a wider group of stakeholders, I think, across Northern Ireland. But from a fire and rescue service point of view, our duty is quite clear, and that's in regard to community safety. So as a fire and rescue service, we have to make sure that we can put actions in place to keep the community safe, not just in that bonfire, but right across Northern Ireland tonight.
The idea of boarding up houses, it obviously is a commentary on how dangerous the fire is going to be. Now, steps have been taken by council, controversial steps to some extent. There hasn't been a major protest about it. The suggestion being that the people in the general area are worried and concerned about some of these bonfires.
Yeah, well, our crews have been out engaging with bonfire builders, local communities, like not just in the last week, but over the last sort of number of months. And, you know, we're trying to give our goodwill fire safety advice across, but there's no statutory power with that. So all we can do is engage with people, trying to influence them to try and make sure the bonfires are safe. Now, the longer-term approach, I mean, last year we had an increase in the number of bonfire incidents we attended on the 11th night. We attended 33 incidents, which was increased from the year before. But that is still significantly down to what we would have been attending maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago. So there is a positive direction of travel as in the number of instances are reducing. But unfortunately, we still have a number of bonfires across Northern Ireland that will give us concern tonight, and that we no doubt will have crews on the ground working extremely hard in very punishing conditions to try and prevent fire spread to properties.
So the pastor said it's a disaster waiting to happen. The reason that it hasn't been a disaster in the past, and hopefully that it won't be a disaster tonight, is your skilled operatives are there with hose in hand, ready to spray anything that's under threat. Now, we know how stretched resources are, how stretched money is, how unavailable budgets are in this part of the world. It does seem crazy that the skilled people of the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service are going to be absolutely not on call in the station, but on site, ready to put someone's house back into a state of safety as the flames kiss around the doorposts. It just seems crazy.
Well, look, Frank, the bonfire you were talking about there before I came on there is one that I'm aware of. I mean, 2 years ago I was on the ground, and we had 7 appliances at that incident for a number of hours protecting neighbouring properties. Last year, we had 3 appliances at that incident for a number of hours as we attended other incidents right across Northern Ireland. So I know the challenges. Now, I know I'm having a planning meeting this morning at 11 o'clock with all the officers across Northern Ireland just to make sure that our arrangements are robust and we have proper planning arrangements in place to deal with the risk tonight. And I know that the area commander for Belfast has a plan in place, hopefully, that resources can be mobilised and available to attend. Now, remember, we're dealing with normal service delivery tonight as well, Frank. So as well as having to deal with the risk from the bonfires, we'll still be dealing with the normal incidents, our normal special service calls, road traffic collisions, etc. So it is going to be a busy night for the Fire and Rescue Service tonight. There's no doubt about that.
That's one of the questions I wanted to ask you, because while you may have 7 appliances sitting waiting for people to have fun in East Belfast, is there a possibility that someone 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 miles away who needs a 999 call, who needs assistance from the Fire and Rescue Service, that appliance will be leaving East Belfast, leaving the bonfire, or will there be appliances back in depots that are ready to roll and ready to go to save lives?
That's the task we'll be confirming this morning, Frank. And obviously, I'll be in the command room tonight right through till the early hours in the morning, trying to manage resources right across Northern Ireland. And we'll be very fluid and how we move appliances about to continue to protect the community. And our staff here in the RCC and our regional control centre will play a key role in that. So we'll do what we can to ensure the community safety is protected right across Northern Ireland, but it will be a challenging night for us. And that's why we're sort of reaching out today with a safety plea to try and set everybody out there to try and keep themselves safe at bonfires. Our resources will be stretched, and we're asking everybody just to listen to our simple safety advice.
You shouldn't be put under that sort of pressure.
Well, Frank, unfortunately, it is a busy night for us. It's something I have 27 years' experience in the fire and rescue service, and it was quite funny because I was driving in to work this morning thinking about it. My first ever shift as a young firefighter was in 1990 over the 11th of July as a firefighter. So I can see the massive change from then, 27 years ago, to today. Now, thankfully, it would have been a bad night for us. We would have had attacks on our crews. I remember window screens being smashed, the appliances being damaged. Over the last 5 years, we've had no attacks on our crews. And I would just say, again, when I'm on the radio this morning, that if our crews do attend bonfires tonight, they're there to protect property or to keep someone safe. So I would just ask people to remember that tonight if you see our crews out and about the ground.
And finally, Alan, just general advice, because this is important to emphasise. There are many bonfires where people are absolutely having family fun, the best of crack, and it's a day they've all, or a night they've all looked forward to. There's no controversy and no risk whatsoever to surrounding properties. There are many bonfires like that. What's your advice to people who are having a darn good night out?
Well, look, obviously the key advice we've been given is about the size and the location of bonfires. Now, we're at the stage where the bonfires are going to be ignited tonight, so we can't really change that anymore today. But what we'll be saying is to try and manage the event tonight. Whoever the organisers are, keep young people safe, keep kids safe. If you're going to light the bonfire in the correct way. Make sure that, you have some safety provision there as well. I know it sounds really simple, Frank, but a number of years ago, we had someone who actually got burnt light in the fire. So simple things like having some sort of extinguishing media, a bucket of water, etc. there. If you're unsure about advice, light it with fire lighters, opposed. We've heard rumours about petrol bombs, etc. being used. It's just trying to keep it's safe tonight. And remember, if at any stage you have any concerns at all, make that 99 call so that we can attend and assist where we can to protect property and keep people safe.
Yeah, just out of interest, we've seen the pictures of the petrol bombs being thrown at the bonfire. Are the pallets saturated in petrol, first of all? Is that how they make it go up so quickly? If I was lighting a bonfire, it'd take forever to get the darn thing going. Well, what do they do? There's an accelerant used, isn't there?
Yeah, and obviously when you're using accelerant, there's always the danger of a flashback. And we would always say to try and use it in a safe way. We'd always recommend fire lighters, etc., and try and pack them in there, try and ignite it in a safer way. As I said, a number of years ago, there was a gentleman who was injured lighting an 11th night bonfire using petrol. So we would just ask people to be extremely safe to him when they're doing what they're doing.
Okay, Alan, thank you very much indeed. Alan Walmsley, Assistant Chief Fire Officer. Please be safe.